Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the things that again, we are unaware of the greatness of it, but yet we do it very often. It is something that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave as a gift. What a gift! To Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. And the story behind that particular giving of the gift is something worthy of reflection. But inshallah, for another time. But that particular gift that was given to Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha was the tasbih that we do, or the rosary, to translate it very, lexically. The rosary or the tasbih, but again, rosary does no justice to the word tasbih, that we do after salah, or we do any time. This is, remember something, the tasbih is not something that is specific to salah, it is something that should be done all the time. Remember, if you reflect upon the way the Holy Prophet gave it to Hazrat Zahra salam alayha, it wasn't to do anything with salah. The reason we do it after salah is because of the importance and the greatness of it being one of the best things to do after salah, because of all the importance it has in other places. So one of the hadith that indicate the greatness of this particular act is this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he says to one of his companions by the name of Aba Harun. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said to this companion, "O Aba Harun, verily we instruct our children to recite the tasbih of Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. In the same way we instruct them to pray," that is obviously the five daily prayers. So not only do we teach them the prayer, we also teach them that this particular tasbih is something that you have to do as well. We teach it to them because it is something of great importance, even if we do not know them. We do not know the meaning of it, let alone our children. And then the Imam continues and emphasizes that, "O Aba Harun, so recite it at all times. It is not something that is specific just for this salah or after this salah. If you are in need, recite it. If you are sick, recite it. If you have a desire, recite it. Do it. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes. For indeed, nobody who has kept reciting it has ever become wretched." This is the greatness of that particular gift that was given to Hazrat Zahra salam alayha by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have the ability to be of those who are constant in doing the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra. To give us the ability to understand it, to give us the ability to truly reflect upon it, to give us the ability to truly benefit from it, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are the Tarushiyah of Hazrat Zahra salam alayha. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد